Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we obviously have a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. President Joe Biden is going to be speaking on what is going on right now in Afghanistan and the rapid evacuation of Americans, which I think we called weeks ago needed to be done immediately. Sadly, it's gotten pretty chaotic and violent over there. So we'll talk about what's going on, and President Biden will be speaking. So if you get that coming through, great, listen to it. If not, we'll update you on what's going on. Also, we have some updates on the pediatric COVID vaccines. I know a lot of parents are a little worried about the pediatric COVID vaccines, wondering, you know, how do we know they're going to be safe? You know, when are they going to be available? What's the status? What's going on in terms of pediatric deaths with COVID? So we'll give you guys updates on that. Haiti had a horrendous earthquake, another one. We'll talk about why Haiti just seems to be at higher risk for these earthquakes and what's going on in terms of their whole tectonic situation. And then I think we have a volcano going on in Indonesia. We have, I think, three volcanoes erupting at the same time in Alaska, which is supposed to be, people are looking at this as really, really cool. I don't like volcanoes. That scares me. I've seen Dante's Peak, but we'll keep you guys posted on that. But we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Because the news is so heavy today, I have to start off with something that always makes us smile, right? We have pets. A lot of us have pets. And it was Shaky Boo's birthday this weekend. Shaky Boo! Ah, I love Shaky Boo. So Shaky Boo has basically been with us for 15 years. He's a 15-year-old cat. And, you know, he wakes up in the morning. I find him on, like, you know, my clothes that I lay out for the next day. And, you know, he better not pee on them. And, you know, he looks at me like, I'm alive, Mommy. And I'm like, I know you are. You know, do you want to still be alive? Or you want us to take you to the vet? No, I'll live another day. So he'll live another day. You know, isn't the 007 die another day? Yeah. So he's like, I'll live another day. And I'm like, okay, well, you're my 007. He's like, he's like, oh, you know, he all purrs. And so, you know, I want to make animal birthdays special. And so I wrote a little piece a while back on how to celebrate your pet's birthday. Now, the truth of the matter is you don't celebrate your pet's birthday. Most people forget. They have no idea when their pet was born because they were a rescue. I mean, I adopted one of my cats from the Saji. We adopted her from the pound, and I remember we got her when the Saints were playing the Super Bowl. So the Saints were in the Super Bowl, I believe, 2010, and she was about a few weeks old as a kitten. So my guess is her birthday's in January. And so we forget. So we forget what their birthdays are. And you want to know something? Cats don't care. Dogs don't care. You know, they want, like, you know, a day. You know, like a, oh, it's Sashi Day. You know, so the first rule of thumb is don't just celebrate a birthday once a year, because they'll only have maybe 7 of them or 9 of them. Or if they're a cat, they could have up to 25 of them. And that's kind of exhausting and expensive. But maybe rather than, you know, just do a once a year thing because they're not going to remember that it's their birthday, maybe do like a once a week, you know, it's the Uzi Day, it's Fluffy Day, and then they know that it's a day where they get pampered. And I don't know, I just feel so guilty that we don't celebrate our animals, you know, birthdays or their special days that much. So what do you do for a dog? Well, dogs love being around other dogs. They apparently like to sniff each other's tushy, they like to play, they like to show off their ears. treats. And so you can really do a birthday party for dogs. I mean, as long as the dogs are, you know, similar breeds that won't, you know, hurt themselves. They do a pin the tail on the donkey, their version. Basically, they'll sniff each other's butt and then they'll try to figure it out. Just don't blindfold them. Go to the dog park. You can, like, make a puppy cake of their favorite meat. And I really urge this because it could stand out. So let's say they really like meatloaf, or they really like hamburger, or they really like corned beef, or they really like whatever. All right? Just, you know, once a week or even once a month. You could do maybe once a month. You know, just make it a very, very special, you know, goodie. And then they'll know that that's going to be their very special day. And I just think it's really, really cool. You could buy them a present. But the thing with the present is they don't necessarily want the present. They like to unwrap it. So just give them something that they could just unwrap with wrapping paper. Dogs just love to tear apart wrapping paper. So just let them do that. And then it could be like a little doggy toy, or it could be a picture of the cat or whatever. Right? All right? And then doggy massages. Doggies do like massages. There's ways. There's an art to it. I kind of learned how to do doggy massage. And it's a little different than obviously human massage, but they really like they really like under their arm, and they'll stick their arm out, and they really like the leg, like right in the little TT area of their thigh. They really like, you know, massage, you know, that muscle right there. So give them a massage. They love that. They do like cat pinatas. Get like a cat pinata, load it with treats, and have them just go after the pinata, you know. And I mean, hopefully make sure the pinata doesn't look like a cat that you also have at the house. But they really, really like to go after pinatas. Get them a new pillow. If they poop on it, it's okay. That's their pillow. They get to do whatever they want with that. They like bones, so don't give them a whole T-bone steak. That's expensive. They really like the bone. So you eat the steak, and then just give them the bone, because that always seems to work. And then, you know, they do like to sleep with mommy and daddy. So if they don't get to usually sleep with mommy and daddy, you know, let them cuddle, you know, or cuddle on the couch. But they do like mommy and daddy time. And just one thing I've learned having all these pets and being my age right now is, you know, that one meme that was going around saying, you're a dog is just a small part of your life, but you're their whole life. So you want to definitely, you know, make them feel special. So you know what? I change that. Celebrate the birthday once a month, all right? Because I think they'll remember that more. Now, what do you do if you have cats? I got 5 cats. How do you celebrate their birthday? Well, the first thing you should always remember whenever you celebrate a cat's birthday is don't. Okay? They don't want anything to do with any celebrations. Don't make eye contact. In fact, what they really, really want is to be left alone. So that's how you treat your birthday. For a shaky boo, we got some albacore tuna, and we put a little candle. And what does he do? He looks at us going, leave. Let me eat my eats. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-9000. 7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's... What is happening right now in Afghanistan is just, it's frightening, just completely frightening. And it's something that sadly is going to spark a lot of turmoil in the Middle East. More opportunities for there to be terrorism, more opportunities for there to be bloodshed. And there's been a lot of debate as to what our role should have been. And I bring this up because I see mistakes made all the time by politicians. When you look at the psychology of how politicians do things and how, you know, administrations want to look like they're, you know, doing the exact opposite of the previous administration and, you know, trying to make these great, you know, machete movements in foreign policy, it just doesn't work. And I think you and I as constituents, as voters, see people make the mistake over and over and over again. Every president does this. This isn't just a Biden thing. I mean, every president, you know, wants to come into office and make it look like, you know, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. And they want to feel like, you know, they're making things happen and all. And if you are at all educated on, you know, the certain thinkings and the certain, passions that certain groups have, and you're only kind of thinking from an American standpoint or from a selfish political standpoint, you could really fall into some problems. I mean, this is what we saw with the Affordable Care Act. You know, this is what we saw with, you know, I mean, even Trump saying, you know, well, we're going to just, you know, repeal and replace Obamacare, even though I know he was going to, they were hoping to still keep certain parts of it. When you try to do these big machete moves because you think you're going to please voters, it just doesn't work. So, sadly, Kabul, you could pronounce it Kabul or Kabul, so, you know, is where our embassy was and where Americans were hoping to still maintain peace after the U.S. pullout. And sadly, it has been taken over by the Taliban. And that was something that we predicted. I know the Biden administration wanted to very slowly pull everybody out by end of August or September. And I know the second we saw the Taliban start to take over communities, it was, we're looking at fall of Saigon. Just get out. Get out. You made a mistake. You know, it's debatable if Americans should have been there for decades anyway, but with the way you did it, it wasn't precise. It was, all right, we're pulling out. And now, so basically Afghanistan falls. So just to kind of recap some of the history of it, the U.S. entered Afghanistan as part of its war on terror following September 11th. And their goal was defeating Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. It was supposed to be quick and decisive, but didn't work. As you remember, 2001, September 11th, the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, as well as multiple planes were hijacked. That was a direct assault on our soil, on Americans, and it basically marked the war on terror. The U.S. invaded Afghanistan. 2003, according to Quartz.com, U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld announced that major combat operations had ended in the country and that efforts would be shifted to reconstruction. Between 2004 and 2006, several years of fighting ensued between a U.S.-led military coalition and the Taliban. In this time, the Afghanistan government, with U.S. support, established a new constitution and elected Hamid Karzai as president. By mid-2006, Taliban forces were resurgent. Then Barack Obama comes into power, and there was an increased U.S. presence in Afghanistan. They oversaw the killing of Osama bin Laden, and after that, Obama set out a plan to leave Afghanistan in a second term. In 2009-2010, he had made a renewed commitment to Afghanistan, sent a surge of 17,000 troops to the country, shifted strategy to focus on fighting Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants in Pakistan as well. U.S. Navy SEALs in 2011 killed Osama bin Laden. I'm still a little confused by that, because we heard Osama bin Laden died multiple times before that. He was supposedly a kidney failure. And so you just kind of wonder if maybe somebody else was Osama bin Laden. And maybe the Navy SEALs killed the real one, but it was one of those things where, you know, remember they did this in Star Wars, right? The later Star Wars movies where they had Padme, you know, look like Padme, but it really wasn't her. And so, and then we couldn't see the body. It got thrown into the water. As soon as we found out he died, everybody wanted to see the body. And they said, we already threw him into the ocean. So for those of us that are like, well, I want to see his face, is it the same face? You know, so I'm still not entirely sure what happened with that. But by 2013, NATO forces led by the U.S. officially handed over security responsibility to Afghan military forces. The U.S. military stayed on, mostly in a training capacity and for specific counterterrorism efforts. Then in 2014, President Obama announced a timeline for the withdrawal of U.S. troops, but the Taliban was once again active in various parts of the country, so America felt forced to stay. So Trump wanted to withdraw some forces as well, but the Taliban power continued to grow. There were unsuccessful peace talks, from what we understand, between the U.S., Taliban, and Afghan governments. 2017, Trump introduced a new policy towards Afghanistan, actually ramping up the U.S. presence, and then started to focus on withdrawal. By 2019, the Taliban and U.S. government entered a round of peace talks. One U.S. special envoy described it as more productive than they have been in the past. They reached a tentative agreement, but then I believe something happened, and then the deal got canceled. So by 2020, U.S. and Taliban leaders did sign a new peace deal, didn't hold, conflict quickly resumed. So Biden had promised to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan, and some of you might say, oh, long overdue, about time, long overdue. But he gave a timeline. By April, he said the process would be complete by September on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Okay, that's kind of one mistake. You know, it might look really pretty on paper. It might look good in the history books and, you know, might be kind of a good-looking, you know, soundbite. But that's not how you deal with, you know, how you deal with groups that, you know, cause mayhem. The Taliban closed in on Kabul. In August, Biden temporarily deployed a total of 5,000 troops to evacuate U.S. embassy personnel, which right now is, from what I understand, being kind of a cluster. Seven, I believe, were killed yesterday, as all embassy staff, I believe, has been able to get out. The U.S. troops are trying to defend Kabul airport. Kabul in Afghanistan right now, as Taliban fighters are fast encroaching. Remember, about a week ago, they were 60 miles from the capital. That's a 45-minute drive, and apparently they take over these cities pretty darn fast. Sadly, three fell to their deaths. American troops were killed. American troops killed two armed Afghan nationals on the airfield who had stormed to try to get on planes. Three fell to their deaths after climbing into the fuselage of a CR-17 jet in the desperate hope of holding on as the plane took off. Another three Afghan nationals were left on the runway after a plane took off. Evacuation flights were temporarily halted on Monday because U.S. troops were trying to regain control. And we believe now that some of the flights have been resumed. But, I mean, we saw footage of people just storming these planes trying to get out because they feel that the Taliban is going to kill them. Afghan nationals, Americans. 30,000 Afghan refugees are expected to be flown to air bases in Wisconsin and Texas. Unclear what will happen then. Joe Biden has, I believe, been on vacation, and he is going to speak at about 3:45 Eastern time. And it is not the highlight of his presidency thus far. It looks like that it doesn't look good. It doesn't. And, you know, as a doctor, I like to look at the psychology of things. I like to look at how people make decisions, you know, based on politics versus based on, you know, practicality. You know, if Obama could have taken troops out, he would have done it. If Trump could have taken troops out, he could have done it. I understand Biden wanted to be the one that got the gold medal for this one, but if you don't really understand who you're dealing with or understand foreign policy, it's going to be a cluster. And so, you know, what's America going to do next? But right now, Afghanistan is an absolute poop show. It's scary. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban on Monday declared the war is over as they have taken Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan. President Biden remains on vacation. U.S. congressional candidate from Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden, tells Fox News this is worse than the fall of Saigon in 1975.
You're absolutely right. I did two tours in Afghanistan in 2003 and 2009. And unfortunately, the Biden administration is redefining the word incompetence. You've got Secretary Blinken and Secretary Austin. They need to tenure their resignations right now. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Miley, he needs to go peel potatoes in the galley for about a month and then resign also. These folks' primary duty is to advise the President of the United States in diplomatic and military matters, and they've abjectly failed that. The national security architecture of the United States of America is clearly broken right now.
President Biden is scheduled to return from vacation on Wednesday. USA Radio News. The Biden administration on Monday will announce to the 42 million people in the food stamp program they will get a 25% increase in food stamp money starting in October. Critics say that the costs, some $20 billion annually, are unsustainable and that the aid lessens the willingness of people to look for work. There's been a data breach at T-Mobile Cellular. Around 100 million people have had their personal data exposed to the Internet. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Vice First reporting claims of a data breach involving T-Mobile customers. The company says they're investigating a claim on an online forum which says the personal data of over 100 million users has been breached. T-Mobile saying we are aware of claims made in an underground forum and have been actively investigating their validity. The hacker telling Vice that the data came from T-Mobile servers, including social security numbers, phone numbers, names, physical addresses, and driver's license information. The hacker is reportedly holding some of the data for ransom.
USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And you can also email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com. Go to our website, go to our Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so a lot of questions coming up on the booster. When can people start getting the boosters? Depends on in your state if they're starting to pass them out. From what I understand, I think we've already given at least a million booster doses, third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And in fact, we do have some breaking news. Pfizer is submitting initial trial data to the FDA for a COVID-19 vaccine booster, not a new variant shot, but showing that the third dose increased antibody levels against the Delta variant. If you remember, an unpublished paper came out last week saying the Pfizer shot was only 47% effective against the Delta variant, the two-shot Pfizer regimen, versus Moderna, that was a lot higher. Moderna was, I think, what, 67 to 80%? Yeah. And so Pfizer came out saying, look, okay, a third shot of Pfizer is going to boost that immunity against the Delta variant. So they are now submitting this data to the FDA, and probably within a week or two, there's going to be this really big push for, you know, people to start getting their booster. We've been asked by the World Health Organization, there's been multiple entities saying, hold on, we still don't have unvaccinated virgins, so to speak, vaccinated yet. But as I look at it, and again, because I don't like mandates. I like the shot. I don't like mandates. So as far as I'm concerned, whoever wants to get it, get it. Whoever doesn't want to get it, doesn't want to get it. I mean, you could beat it, you know, what is it? You could bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I mean, you know, if somebody wants the shot, I think they have access to TV. They have access to internet. I think most communities understand that COVID is out there. You know, we could still do educational programs. I'm working with students at UNLV and UNR, a COVID-19 vaccine task force to just give information, you know, before anybody decides to mandate. I'd rather give people the opportunity and some information because I'm not going to be a fan of mandates. So I'd rather, you know, teach people, answer their questions to the best that we can. But those who want a third shot, get it. Those who don't want it, then but can't force it. That's just how I feel. So the data shows that the booster shots elicit high antibody responses and can be particularly effective against the Delta variant, as well as the Beta variant. The Beta variant is the South African variant. I live in Southern Nevada. We've had, I think, some Gamma was the one from Brazil, Beta from South Africa, remember, below the equator. Even though Brazil is, but I just have to remember South African as the Beta, and then the Delta variant from India. Delta variant is still the more predominant one. So Pfizer is recommending the third dose to be administered to a person 6 to 12 months after receiving the second dose. So for those of you that just got your set of two shots, they say wait until 6 months or a year, which actually makes sense. And I think, you know, even though I wouldn't be surprised if people might get it a little sooner, it allows still unvaccinated to still have shots. I think we have plenty. I think we have plenty for people to start getting their third shot. So I think it'll be methodical. But that's the news on that. So it looks like a third shot, they believe, is safe. They also believe it is, that's according to Pfizer, also believe it's effective. So FDA is reviewing that. Now, in terms of pediatric COVID shots, we know that hospitalizations of the pediatric population are rising. We're being told, let me see, it's still a very, very low number compared to adults, but they say the number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 in the United States hit a record high of 1,300 on Saturday. So hospitals, especially pediatric hospitals, are stretched to the limit. 1,302 children hospitalized with COVID, which means this virus is obviously different on kids. Now, how many kids have died of COVID thus far? Sadly, about 432 since the start of January 2020 when they started to count these. 432 too many, but still much, much less than 611,000 people who died of COVID overall. So still very, very small numbers, and that's kind of what's driving many parents to be a little cautious about the vaccine. If only there were 432 deaths, they wonder, well, yeah, you know, why would I get the vaccine? Well, one thing people have to realize is those numbers of deaths are based on last year's COVID. If this year's COVID is putting more kids into the hospital, then those numbers might go up exponentially. So we're still in this, we don't know. And I'm still in this. I don't trust this sucker, this virus. I don't trust the virus. So I don't know what long COVID does to kids. We know long COVID can really mess adults up cognitively, mentally, meaning emotionally, respiratorily, heart, lung, kidney issues. We know that COVID can cause problems. We also know it could cause problems in kids. So, you know, parents want to know, should they take the risk of getting a vaccine if children are making up 2.4% of the nation's COVID vaccination or hospitalizations right now? So as I told you, I don't think this is a naturally occurring virus that just out of the blue started this pandemic. I think it changed within a lab setting, whether it was tinkered with or whether it just changed because it was confined. I just don't think this is a very naturally occurring virus, and I don't trust it. I don't trust what it's doing because I've never seen anything like this. So with my kids, they're over 18 as I get the vaccine. But some of you have five-year-olds. Some of you have, you know, eight-year-olds. And you're like, well, what's the data showing? So all I can tell you is the FDA had asked Pfizer and Moderna to at least have 3,000 study participants. They wanted to know that they had enough children looked at before they make a decision on the safety. So I believe Pfizer has about 4,500 children being studied, Moderna about 6,800 children studied. And Pfizer, because they already got the approval for the 12 to 17 age group, they're going to probably by September have the 6-year-old to 12-year-old, and then the 6-month to 5-year-old age groups approved, hopefully by October, November. And remember, you can't just call a kid a mini adult, so you can't just cut the grown-up's dose in half and say that's going to work. You need to, you know, you need to try the lowest dose possible, see if it produces an immune response or not. And remember, to check immune responses, if they're doing blood tests, I mean, these kids don't like getting blood tests. I mean, you know, finding volunteers, that's not as easy as adults. So, of course, it's taking some more time. Plus, with the myocarditis risks that they saw with adolescent boys after the second mRNA shot, obviously they want to really cross their I's, or, yeah, dot their I's, cross their T's with this one, because if at all side effects start to crop up with kids, parents are going to be like, oh, heck no. And Pfizer and Moderna, you know, again, they're pharmaceutical companies. They're very capitalistic companies. They don't want to create something that nobody wants. So they're I believe they're really going to make sure that it's as safe as possible. But the question I keep getting is, how do we know that an mRNA vaccine is safe long term? Well, in theory, based on what I know about the vaccine, where there's an mRNA little program wrapped in a little piece of genetic material, wrapped in a little lipoparticle, comes into the body, gives directions on just to make the spike proteins. The mRNA goes away, the lipoprotein goes away. The spike proteins, once it incites an immune system, they go away. If they do go away, degrade, don't, and it's been proven that it doesn't rest in tissues or, you know, interrupt any other bodily functions. With that theory, it should be safe. There, that the mRNA technology sounds fantastic to me. Can we say for 100% certainty that something like this has been tested in a child for 20 years? No. It's a new vaccine. All right, so we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, that
guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, tragically, over the weekend, Haiti was hit by a magnitude 7.2 earthquake. It crumbled homes, buildings, killed more than 1,200 people. Numbers might go up as rescuers are still working to find survivors amid the rubble. Death count, sadly, is expected to rise. More than a decade ago, a similar quake left an estimated 220,000 dead, more than a million people displaced, roughly 300,000 people injured. So Haiti, sadly, is known for major destructive earthquakes. And researchers think that it's their unique geology that makes it seismically active and more prone to devastating earthquakes. But they say there's like a combination of factors. So first, they say Haiti sits on a fault line between huge tectonic plates, which, as you know, are big pieces of the Earth's crust that slide past each other over time. These two plates are the North American plate and the Caribbean plate. There are two major faults along Hispaniola, the island shared by Haiti and the Dominican Republic. The southern one is known as Enriquillo Plantain Garden Fault System. It's this fault that the U.S. Geological Survey says caused the August 14th quake and the same one that caused the January 2010 earthquake. The USGS believes the Enriquillo Plantain Garden Fault Zone can be blamed for other earthquakes from 1751 to 1860. The agency said none of these quakes have been officially confirmed in the field or associated with this fault. So basically, let me see if I could up my font on this one, because they really typed this small. I really don't like small fonts. I'm sorry. Size does matter when it comes to trying to read on air. So one of the earliest major recorded earthquakes in Haiti occurred back in the 1700s. This according to the USGS. Others followed. But November 21, 1751, a major earthquake destroys Port-au-Prince, causes major destruction in nearby towns. Witness accounts of the event from the National Centers of Environmental Information had recounted the devastation and documented it. They said houses and factories were thrown down at Saint-Mère, Lacobine Plain de Cul-de-Sac, and crevices formed and abundant springs of nauseous water broke forth. That's what witnesses have said back in the 1700s. Great landslips occurred and the beds of rivers changed direction. By June 3rd, 1770, an earthquake hits Port-au-Prince again. Researchers describe the event as one of the strongest shocks recorded on the island of Haiti. An estimated 200 people in the nation's capital died as a result of the earthquake. April 8th, 1860, an earthquake occurred farther west near Anse-Evu, was accompanied by a tsunami at Anse-Evu. Crevices sliced, they said, across the streets, 124 houses demolished, a bridge sank, houses had to be abandoned, ships felt the shock, ships at sea. And so there really hadn't been another major earthquake along that fault zone for about 200 years. And the U.S. Geological Survey said it recorded a 22, or recorded, I'm sorry, I was going to say there was no 22, recorded 22 magnitude 7 or larger earthquakes in 2010, which was the same year that Haiti was hit by a devastating earthquake. But despite an active year, almost all the fatalities were produced by the one that happened on January 12th of that year. So, you know, this is just one of those, I guess, you know, sad situations where we inhabit, you know, so many parts to our beautiful world. And we right now are focused on climate change and focused on what we could do to prevent, natural disasters and, you know, sinkholes and, you know, prevent, global warming and prevent storms and all that. And I'm just wondering, and again, this is just me, if, you know, there are certain pieces of land on this earth that aren't maybe necessarily supposed to be inhabited. And I say that living in Las Vegas in a desert community, you know, surrounded by desert, you know, not a lot of vegetation, and scorpions and snakes and a big Grand Canyon. And, you know, when I look to my beautiful part of the country, the Southwest United States, it just gets drier and drier. Yet we grow more and more people. And even though there are fault lines, and Nevada, you know, sits on fault lines of California with the San Andreas and all that, you know, I just wonder if they, with all our knowledge, you know, do we just wait for the big ones to happen and then go, okay, well, you know, maybe I'll move more Midwest? Or, you know, do we, I don't know, think ahead? It's just so tragic that these natural disasters happen on you know, islands or on parts of the country. And, you know, and I mean, you see what happens with, you know, Florida and hurricanes. And I'm not saying don't live in Florida. I have family in Florida. They love it. But I just wonder if our fight to try to stop weather change might be better focused on figuring out what parts of the earth are more designed to be inhabitable. Because when you bring up climate change to me, and we're talking about major destructive earthquakes that hit Haiti hundreds of years ago, I mean, I'll agree that the climate has changed over millennia, but I just don't know how convinced I am that our hamburgers, you know, are really causing these major natural disasters. They could contribute. You know, I mean, I do like the McDonald's quarter pounder. I do. You know, and I could see how, you know, whenever you like something, you know, there's obviously, you know, there's some negative that happens to something else. But I don't know. It just, I do worry, because you hear of these places that just keep getting hit, and you just wonder if maybe there are some places that just aren't, you know, built land-wise, you know, for humans and, you know, animals to habitate. Now, on the hurricane front, or shall we say tropical storm front, Tropical Depression Grace started to drench on Haiti today. It's threatening to dump up to 15 inches of rain. There's already people trying to survive and you know, search for survivors, so they definitely don't need this on top of it. Tropical Storm Fred grew stronger. It approached northwest Florida, and a third tropical system is now forming off of Bermuda. We knew that this was going to be the more active time of year, so we're you know, this was something that was expected. Air Force Reserve Hurricane Center aircraft determined that Fred's maximum sustained winds increased to nearly 60 miles an hour, and that the tropical storm was shifting eastward. By 11 a.m. Eastern Time, it was 55 miles south-southwest of Apalachicola, Florida, moving north at 10 miles an hour. Landfall in the eastern Florida panhandle is expected Monday afternoon on a path towards southeastern U.S. Grace, meanwhile, is crossing over the Dominican Republic's southern Bajarona Peninsula with top winds of 35 miles an hour, and it's going to bear down on Haiti. Total 10 inches expected of steady rainfall, more in isolated areas. And then we have another storm, a Tropical Depression 8, that we are watching pretty closely. It's the eighth named, then it would be the eighth named storm. Hurricane Center predicted it become a tropical storm sometime today as it circles around Bermuda, about 135 miles offshore. Tropical storm watch is in effect for the island. System's top winds grew to about 35 miles an hour. So, you know, Godspeed, definitely not a safe time, very obviously scary time. We pray for those in Haiti. Red Cross is accepting donations. Donate blood. Obviously, blood product is going to be needed. You could donate to Vitalant, donate to American Red Cross, One Blood, and they could ship products there. Or they could ship current products there, and then your blood could help local residents here over the next few days. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.